We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, gentle viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 71 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CiatSat, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on Ciat Kumba.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista. In Villamayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Douyou Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Kanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khurtur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City, in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshan City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Italian city partners with the United Nations World Food Programme to help promote global food sufficiency. In animal welfare news, 2010 Love Pets Carnival is held in Taichung, Formosa or Taiwan. In cultural news, Iran opens a music school for students with special needs. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 10th, is the Independence Day of the Bahamas, observing its autonomy gained in 1973. Northeast of Cuba and southeast of Florida, United States, it is a chain of almost 700 islands in the Caribbean and a picturesque tourist destination. The Bahamas has several protected areas, including the Abaco National Park, which is the habitat for the endangered Bahama parrot, and the Inagua National Park, which was designated as a wetland of international importance by the Ramsar Convention. May the fine citizens of the Bahamas have a festive Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Northern India struck by fatal floods. Days of heavy rains have taken at least 26 lives in the worst-hit Haryana state's Kurukshetra and Ambala districts, as well as Patiala and Ludhiana districts in Punjab state. Hundreds of passengers were stranded at the Ambala station, while the overflowing Satluj-Yamuna link canal at Udar Singh village in Kurukshetra, Haryana, inundated surrounding regions. In Punjab state, nearly 50 villages were isolated by waters when the Ghaggar River was breached, some with ruined rice crops and interrupted power supplies. The Haryana state government and District Red Cross is giving financial support to bereaved families, while the Punjab ministry is providing the flood-afflicted with medical and veterinary care as well as fresh water to safeguard their health.
Army and National Disaster Response Force personnel also continue to carry out relief and rescue operations with the aid of helicopters, boats, and swimmers as crews work to restore power supplies. Our thankfulness to all state officials and personnel of India working to ease the disaster situations. We send our sympathies for the lives lost as we pray that such distressing events are minimized as we strive for kinder, more elevated lifestyles to restore calm equilibrium to our ecosphere.
Iowa and Wisconsin, USA endure damaging storms. On Wednesday, July 7th, more rains and flooding arrived in numerous counties of Iowa state, many of which had already been impacted by downpours in June. Thousands of acres of crops in Mahaska County were lost, badly affecting already struggling farmers and local economies. Iowa Governor Chet Culver, who traveled to the affected areas to assess the damage, announced that he had applied for 35 counties to be declared federal disaster areas in an effort to help provide assistance for necessary infrastructure repairs. He also commended local leaders and emergency personnel for their aid and support to each other in facing this disaster.
Meanwhile, also on Wednesday, the southern and central parts of nearby Wisconsin state experienced thunderstorms with heavy rains and strong winds. Flooding was reported in numerous counties, and thousands lost power when lightning struck. At least one tornado was seen in Columbia County, the 16th for the state already this year, which destroyed a number of farm buildings. In cities such as Green Bay, fire, police, and public works officials staffed emergency operations centers to assist residents in need of help. Thankfully, no injuries were reported. Our thanks, Governor Culver, Iowa and Wisconsin personnel, for your active concern and aid to the storm-afflicted. Wishing everyone a smooth return to the regularity of daily life as we strive for greater kindness to ease such extreme events as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to a...
Netherlands aids Colombian peace process. The Dutch government has announced a donation of $1.5 million to the Organization of American States, or OAS, in support of its peace work in Colombia. The OAS has been working with the government of Colombia in developing and implementing a peace policy, which includes verifying and monitoring disarmament agreements, as well as providing direct assistance to victims of conflict. OAS Secretary General José Miguel Insulza thanked the Netherlands for her meaningful support to the program. We join in appreciation and Providence bless the Netherlands for your assistance in furthering harmony in Colombia. With such support from the international community, may all Colombians soon flourish in brotherly equality and tranquility.
Slovakia appoints first female premier. On Thursday, July 8th, at the Presidential Palace, Slovakian President Ivan Gašparovič formally inaugurated the country's first female leader, Iveta Radičová. The former Minister of Labor, Social Affairs and Family, as well as past Special Advisor to the European Commission, is now Deputy Chairman of the Slovak Democratic and Christian Union, a four-party coalition whose goals include improving economic stability, as well as government transparency and international relations. In her inaugural ceremony, Prime Minister Radičová first pledged allegiance to her country and then said, "Joy and humility are my primary feelings now." Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role. May your leadership serve the noble ideals of fellow citizens in furthering prosperity and peace for your country and the world.
The True Cost of the Meat Business. A recent report presented by the United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, suggested that the unsustainable levels of meat and dairy product consumption must be reduced in order to avoid the worst effects of climate change. This is in part due to an expected 70% increase in food demands by 2050 due to a population growth to more than 9 billion people, according to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO. In addition, the FAO has cautioned of the environmental degradation resulting from livestock industries, both in developed and developing countries. However, some have raised concerns about another human impact of such a change, saying that meat production currently provides livelihoods to an estimated 1.3 billion people. In a July 7th teleconference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai explained the actual consequence of engaging in any activity yielding profit from animal products.
Everyone who open a meat or fish or animal product restaurant or even a shop, they do not know how much harm they're doing to themselves. That's why they're doing it. No matter how successful they are, they will have to pay dearly, dearly in the near future or in the next lifetime. And even affect their children and their parents many generations to come as well. Whoever partake in this so-called success that comes from this kind of meat restaurant or meat industry or animal industry, they will have to pay so dear. This is terrible to even think about.
How much merit is lost working in a butcher shop or a slaughterhouse? And what is the consequence after this life for such unfortunate souls who work in those jobs?
Either they have to suffer a lot like the way the animals suffer in this lifetime, or they have to go to hell even. Or they have to even degrade their birth into some lower level of existence in order to repay this debt in untold suffering. I would advise everybody, please just stay away from this kind of job because it's not worthy at all.
Our gratefulness goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for highlighting this largely unacknowledged ancient truth, especially as evidence abounds today of the widely negative physical consequences of meat production. May we all engage in occupations that cause no harm to other beings to ensure peaceful lives for ourselves and loved ones. For more life-changing insights on jobs and spiritual merits, please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this teleconference at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
European Union votes no on meats from cloned animals. On Wednesday, July 7th, in a show of support for ethical objections to cloning, the European Parliament turned down a proposal to allow the sale of food derived from cloned animals or their offspring. With warnings from parliamentarians such as Strawn Stevenson of the United Kingdom, who stated that imported meats from countries like the United States carry no labels and could still originate from cloned livestock, representatives urged for a measure to ban cloned meats entirely. Kartika Leotard, the Dutch legislator who led the discussions, stated, "Cloned animals suffer disproportionately highly from illnesses, malformations, and premature death." French Member of Parliament Corinne Lepage added, "This technique raises serious issues about animal welfare, reduction of biodiversity, as well as ethical concerns." Parliament members Stevenson, Leotard, Lepage, and European Parliament, we laud your efforts to safeguard health by eliminating cloned food products. Let us take the next step and be free of all harm arising from the cycle of meat production by adopting the wholesome and humane plant-based diet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Full face transplant a success. Led by French surgeon Professor Lantieri, a 10-person medical team conducted a 12-hour operation to transplant a full face, including eyelids and tear ducts, onto a 35-year-old man with a disfiguring genetic disorder. The patient, Jerome, who has been in intensive care since the operation on June 27, has now recovered sufficiently for the doctors to discuss the operation. Professor Lantieri stated that the patient is doing well and is able to enjoy normal functions such as eating and talking, with evidence of a beard already appearing on his new face. Bravo, Professor Lantieri and colleagues, on this remarkable achievement, as we send our congratulations to Jerome and best wishes for his smooth and complete recovery. May this procedure continue expanding in scope, bringing hope and further benefit to people in need worldwide.
Save our planet. Record heat in Europe and elsewhere in the world. Seven Western European nations, from Spain to Russia, have been placed under severe heat warnings this week, with temperatures expected to reach up to 40 degrees Celsius, straining health facilities and power supplies. With temperatures noted to be up to 8 degrees Celsius higher than normal across the continent, the World Meteorological Organization has issued extremely hot weather warnings for most of Spain and Belgium, as well as the western half of Germany and parts of the Netherlands.
Meanwhile, across the Atlantic Ocean, the United States' east coast is under the grip of a heat wave that has already claimed two lives and caused fires and power outages. Officials in locales such as New York City and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, have called on residents to conserve energy, stay hydrated, and check on vulnerable elderly neighbors and animal companions. On the western coast of the United States, Washington and Oregon have also faced record high temperatures recently, and even Canada to the north has reported near record highs, with some municipalities in the provinces of Ontario and Quebec enveloped in unhealthy smog.
In Asia, wildfires have ignited in central Mongolia due to the prolonged heat and dry weather, claiming three lives and injuring six others as of Tuesday, July 6th. Meanwhile, the Oloxis, or Vietnamese, National Hydrometeorological Forecasting Center has reported temperatures reaching 48 degrees Celsius in the sparking of forest fires in northern and central regions, with more of the same forecast for the near future. In Formosa, or Taiwan, this year's highest ever temperatures have crowded hospitals and clinics with patients exhibiting heat-induced sicknesses and symptoms, with a number of stroke patients rising by up to 30%.
It saddens us to know of the lives lost to the extreme heat, and we pray for the protection and resiliency of all those affected. Our prayers that the equilibrium of our ecosphere may be restored as humanity strives to be more conscientious stewards on Earth.
During a June 2009 climate change conference in Veracruz, Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke with concern once again for the dangerous conditions of global warming while advising of the best action to halt climate change.
The past decade has twice, at least, seen the hottest average annual temperatures ever recorded in our planet's history. So we must cool the planet, first and foremost. And one of the most effective and fastest ways to reduce the heat in the atmosphere is to eliminate methane production. Methane not only traps up to 72 times more heat than carbon, it also goes away from the atmosphere much faster than CO2. We can start by cutting down on the biggest methane producer in the world. That is animal raising. So, to cool the planet most quickly, we have to stop consuming meat in order to stop the livestock raising industry. If everyone in the world would adopt this simple but most powerful practice of an animal-free diet, then we could reverse the effect of global warming in no time.
Save our planet. 26-hour record solar plane flight lands successfully. On the morning of Thursday, July 8, the HB-SIA aircraft of the Swiss Solar Impulse Project returned to the same airport from which it had embarked 26 hours earlier.
With its most recent flight in April lasting for 87 minutes, this journey of more than a day was achieved as the aircraft gathered solar power through its 12,000 cells during daylight hours to then continue flying through the night without any external fuel. Calling the flight gorgeous, pilot André Borchberg stated, "It was unbelievable, success better than we expected." Swiss entrepreneur and Solar Impulse founder Bertrand Piccard plans a zero-emission transatlantic flight next, followed by a trip around the world by 2013, with the hope being to usher in an age of environmentally friendly air travel.
Our accolades, Mr. Piccard, pilot Borchberg, and crew for the continued success of the Solar Impulse. We can't wait for more updates as we look forward to travel that is ever more in harmony with nature.
Save our planet. The city of Seattle, Washington, USA passes a measure requiring that disposable food service ware and packaging from restaurants and businesses is no longer sent to landfills, but instead is made of material that is either compostable or recyclable.
Save our planet. Community gardens, which are increasing in number in cities such as Paris, France, provide the opportunity for people to sustainably grow their own vegetables, herbs, and flowers, as well as offering natural beauty and relaxation.
Save our planet. Dutch researchers find that cycling is overall healthier than driving a car, not only for individuals who gain the benefits of exercise, but for the community as a whole due to its reduced emissions and resulting fresher air.
I'm Polly the vegan porcupine with a tip on a fragrant herb called basil. This popular plant is a well-known ingredient in pesto, tomato sauces, and complements several vegetables. Besides enhancing recipes, there are also some natural uses. Rubbing basil oils on your skin soothes itchiness. Nutritionally, it is an excellent source of vitamin K, which is needed for blood clotting. It helps the body absorb calcium and assists in preventing heart disease. In addition, basil provides iron, calcium, and vitamin A. What a versatile, beneficial herb! Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green to save the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, Italy partners with the United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP, to promote food sufficiency. The municipality of Rome signed an agreement with the WFP, which is headquartered in the capital city, to co-sponsor hunger and malnutrition eradication efforts across the globe. Rome and the World Food Programme are jointly hosting several international events to bring attention to this very urgent situation. Rome also pledged to display information in the city's transport system, including buses, on WFP's vital work in supplying food to many. Our sincere appreciation, Municipality of Rome, for your compassionate work. Also, our earnest thankfulness, United Nations World Food Programme, for your dedication to brethren in need worldwide. May an abundance of plant-based food be enjoyed by all on a sustainable planet.
In animal welfare news, the 2010 Love Pets Carnival is held in Formosa, Taiwan. The Taichung City Animal Protection and Health Inspection Center, in cooperation with the Taichung City government, hosted the event in Art Green Park. It promoted the adoption of beautiful animals currently staying in shelters. At the event, the Honorable Mayor Dr. Jason Hu presented appreciation awards to animal protection groups and others for their dedicated work. He also happily adopted a lovely canine friend and announced Taichung City as the Loving Animals City. Famous television host, Miss Janice Lee, was in attendance to support welcoming a dog friend into your family. During the gathering, information was shared on helping animals in need. Free registrations or microchip implantations, vaccinations, health exams and grooming were offered as well. Kudos Taichung City Animal Protection and Health Inspection Center and Taichung City Government for this caring carnival. Also, our gratitude the Honorable Mayor Dr. Jason Hu, Ms. Janice Lee and other distinguished guests for your support. May your joint efforts help provide many well-wishing animals with the opportunity to share their love in forever homes filled with kindness. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a musical center in Iran helps students with disabilities play appropriate instruments. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Please stay tuned for more illuminating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, uplifting news for an elevated world. In cultural news, Iran inaugurates a music school for students with disabilities. Situated in the capital city of Tehran, the school provides the youngsters the opportunity to learn to play percussion or wind instruments or to distinguish sounds. The teachers at the school, who also have special needs, help the aspiring musicians to choose the instrument best suited for them. Congratulations, Iran, on your wonderful melodious endeavor. May heavenly music be enjoyed by all in a harmonious world.
And now for some laughter with an original joke by Supreme Master Qinghai, told in Turkish, entitled Marriage Talk.
Evli adamın biri, karım beni terk etti dedi. Evli adamın ikincisi, niçin diye sordu. Evli adamın birincisi, ben Tutanoğlu'dan meditasyon öğreniyorum ve bu karımın hoşuna gitmedi. Evli adamın ikincisi, bu üstad nerede diye sordu. Ben de bu meditasyonu öğrenmek istiyorum.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Lush Cosmetics, preserving the planet one soap bar at a time, on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
I love Lush. I'm especially pleased that there is no animal testing and no doing business with any companies that participate in animal testing. Debbie from USA.
Amiable Debbie, great to hear from you. Lush is certainly to be commended for its fantastic organic vegan products and ethical practices. We pray it is not long before all companies and global citizens will embrace compassionate ways. Godspeed to you and your peace-loving American co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May divine bliss illuminate your heart.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Libya's Gaddafi International Charity and Development Foundation donates 63,000 euros to an International Organization of Migration, or IOM, facility in Tripoli to provide migrant persons with reintegration assistance.
Latvian Foreign Minister Ivas Ronis visits Uzbekistan to meet Foreign Minister Vladimir Norov for discussions of enhanced trade and economic cooperation.
Vegetarian and vegan foods and restaurants are becoming more popular and continuously growing in Argentina, with more and more flavorful meat-free alternatives available for health and eco-conscious customers.
The Belgian government donates over 13 million euros to Ninh Thuan province in O Lạc or Vietnam to assist in constructing a water drainage system and treatment plant that will benefit residents throughout the province.
A group of farmers from Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region in China arrive in Taichung, Formosa, or Taiwan to share experience with fellow growers and learn from Formosan agricultural experts.
Leaders from Argentina, Brazil, and Spain offer their cooperation in mediation efforts to find a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian matter and help bring lasting peace to the region.
Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev welcomes Georgia's Foreign Minister Grigol Vashadze for a visit where the two discuss continued bilateral cooperation and strengthening of their close relations.
Japan donates $180,000 to O Lạc or Vietnam, which will be used to build one school each in the Nam Dinh and Hà Tĩnh provinces to improve local education and foster friendship between the two nations.
Eight teenagers from Central Kansas, USA, who returned a lost purse they found with $7,700 inside, are honored by local police with more than $150 each in reward money that had been donated by community members after hearing of their good deed.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.